Now, if you had to play the role of Jesus and you had to appear to a bishop, wouldn't you appear to that bishop? I mean, the faith is extraordinary. And what a reality check for us in the West. His joy is so evident to us all. And we just heard the story. We heard the reality. And how that should churn us and encourage us to be courageous in the midst of these battles. And I have to say, His Excellency, who I consider just a complete hero, I was concerned. We spoke together in Amsterdam last year, the year before, and at that time he was still so humble, he wouldn't tell the full story. So when I got up, I had to tell his story of what happened. So I'm glad I was preparing and saying, am I going to have to do this again? Is he not going to get to the vision? And then, you know, I was going to just say, if I tell it correctly, just put your hand up to make sure I got it accurately. So, but what faith, how much the church and the West can learn from the church in Africa. When he talks about adoration, I had the privilege of just going over and teaching for a little bit at a seminary in Nigeria, and the bishop, Archbishop Job, who's a real hero of the church in Nigeria, he said, yes, we're going to have adoration from 6 to 9 on First Friday. So, well, that's very generous. It's wonderful. No, it was 6 p.m. Friday to 9 a.m. Saturday morning, and all the families went. And I said, well, what happens with the children? He said, they just lie down and sleep. It's outdoors. I mean, incredible faith. I mean, so much that we can learn from. So, Excellency, thank you so much. And he left the Nigerian Bishops Conference early to be here with us in Ave Maria University and to our live stream. So a last hand for the heroism, the Marian witness.